morning. I welcome this opportunity to update some of you that may know something about NextEra Canola, or introduce NextEra Canola to you today. Introduce the co-authors here. Van Ripley is our global R&D leader for canola and is also the Clearfield breeder. Greg Gingera is our Roundup Ready breeder. Both of these gentlemen are located in Saskatoon. Larry Cernick, those of you that have been in sunflower canola for a while would know Larry. He's really laid the groundwork for the NextEra program. I'd just like to focus toward the bottom part of this abstract. The heart of the presentation will be to present some of the agronomic characteristics of the NextEra line, and also touch briefly on some of the quality aspects. Very quickly, we'll talk about the history of the product development, the breeding capabilities of our breeding program at Saskatoon, agronomic performance, oil quality parameters, crop production, utilization, and future developments. I should back up a bit. I'm Joe Caroline, and my role in this process is to evaluate products for their fit in North Dakota and Northwest Minnesota. A little bit of the history of agrigenetics, Lubrizol. This is where it began. Lubrizol is an oil additive company. They were looking for naturally stable vegetable oils that they could use in as base oils for their lubricant business. And so the development of agrigenetics was incorporated to bring that about with several different crops. We'll focus on, and those crops included sunflower, canola, soybean, corn. But with canola, there were some additional programs that were involved in the early development of the NextEra product line, and that included Sun Gene Technologies, University of Idaho with Dick Ault, and agrigenetics. The initial work with the NextEra product line was primarily a lab greenhouse effort with contracted testing in Canada. And RFLP markers were used to identify the loci that were controlling the high oleic and low linolenic traits. In the 90s, the ownership of agrigenetics moved from Lubrizol to Mycogen. And later on, late in the 90s, testing and scale up of agrigenetics in Canada. In 98, Dowager Sciences fully acquired Mycogen, and the canola effort was moved from Madison, Wisconsin to Saskatoon, its current location. And the NextEra seed brand was established. One of the next phases in the development of the program was the incorporation of a herbicide tolerance system. And some of the initial customers for the NextEra oil wanted a GMO-free oil. And so that obviously set us on the course for incorporating Clearfield resistance into these open pollinated varieties. So the appropriate licensing was done with BASF to begin that process. However, if we were to expand our acreage base as a seed company, we were quick to realize that we had a major limitation with the Clearfield gene, and that is the presence of ALS-resistant kochia, primarily in North Dakota and areas in Northwest Minnesota. And so, and this also applies to areas in Canada. But therefore, the move was necessitated to look at the Clearfield, the Roundup Ready system. And so the appropriate licensing there was accomplished with Monsanto. And so this did open up more acres for us to sell the NextEra product. So everything that I've talked about thus far has been with open pollinated varieties. Matter of fact, as of 2010, we still have not sold a hybrid. Our material has all been open pollinated varieties. But we are in the transition. We do have hybrids that are in test in the Canadian registration system. This was the first year that I had Clearfield hybrids in the testing effort that I conduct in North Dakota and Minnesota. And so the hybrid system that we're using is the Oguru system, which has been licensed in from INRA. Modern breeding techniques that are used at Saskatoon, the dihaploid production via microspore culture, high-throughput seed analysis using FT-NIR, marker-assisted selection with SSRs and SNPs, markers for oil quality, genetic distance, which is useful for creating breeding populations or for producing hybrids, markers for quality control and on seed lots and so forth, and disease markers, and the use of exact technology for precision gene insertion. I won't go through this slide because that's just what we covered in several other slides. Now shifting closer to what's happening in North Dakota. This is a listing of 11 counties in North Dakota. And with the exception of Hettinger here, these are all in the northern one-third to one-half of North Dakota. So that's where the primary production area is for canola, and that's primarily due to temperature issues and some of its moisture. Hettinger is in the southwest part of the state, which we tend to think of as our drier part of the state, and oftentimes very warm. But if they can get the crop in early, they can have a very successful production with canola in that part of the state. But you'll see if we take out the Hettinger County, with 10 counties out of 50-some in North Dakota, we're representing almost 75% of the production of canola in North Dakota. Cavalier County in northeast part of the state, 20% of the canola is in that one county. So our total crop production this year, acres planted, was 1.2 million acres. Now the testing effort that we do for the canola, we've called it a mega plot testing system to infer a larger plot than what is typically conducted in public testing programs and even in private seed company testing programs. The reason for the larger plot, which are they're 15 feet wide, roughly, basically three passes of the seeder, 50 feet long, and three replications. The reason for doing this is that as we've been testing these products, we've had what we think are some of the lead hybrids out there, external checks from other companies. But we're testing OPs and hybrids in the same test, and there was interplot competition between hybrids and OPs. So we went to this larger testing scheme. We have three passes of the drill. The center section gets swathed and harvested for yield, and the outer two passes are left up as a buffer to mitigate some of the competition between hybrids and OPs. These trials are conducted by contract. I work with the experiment stations, North Dakota State University experiment stations at Carrington, Mine at Langdon, Roseau with the University of Minnesota, Northwest Minnesota, and two private contractors. They collect the notes and return the data. I do the cross-location summaries, and we also do the oil analysis at Micogen, Dow AgroSciences. So getting into some of the actual test results, this is early season vigor. And what we're looking for here is a greater proportion of dark blue and light blue, which would suggest the desired scores. And so at the bottom here, these are just arranged alphabetically. These first four are Clearfield. Those ending in an H are actually our hybrids. These are the first hybrids that we're introducing. Competitive checks here in the middle. A Roundup Ready in vigor product, and here's a Clearfield that we're commercialized, and then Roundup again and Clearfield. The point I wanted to make here with this, our first introduction on the hybrid, Clearfield hybrids, we have early season vigor, which is comparable to other hybrids that are out there on the market, so we feel comfortable with that. And they are an improvement over what we're seeing with our open pollinated Roundup Ready material. days to flower. We are seeing a difference in significant difference in days to flower, and in general, I'll back up a second here. The entries that are listed in red are Roundup Ready. Those in green are Clearfield, and those in black are the external checks. And bottom line is, we need to bring this maturity flower date to a shorter cycle. These are all workable in North Dakota, but we'd like to bring that down. We look at days to maturity, and we're not finding any differences in 2010 data at six locations. And I'm just using 2010 because, as I mentioned earlier, this is the first year that we've had any hybrids available. However, when I visit these plots during the course of the growing season, and we do need to bring the days to maturity down in our lineup. That's one of our goals. Even though we're not seeing any statistical differences here, it is something we need to work on. Root lodging. Here again, we're looking for a lower score, or the blue and predominance of blue and gray, and we feel very comfortable with our product lineup as far as root lodging. Plant height, again, no significant difference, but again, I will say, in visiting these plots, we would like to bring the height down on our lineup. It's workable, but we can make improvements in that area. Late season vigor or late season appearance. Here again, I want to point out that we are able to be bringing some hybrids to the market with the Nextera or Omega 9 quality oil that are on par with hybrids that are currently released in the market. Yield in pounds per acre at 8.5% moisture. We're really not pulling a lot of differences apart here, but maybe that's not so unusual in that we've got elite external products here, and the products that we have in here are ones that have gone through several years of prior testing, and we've weeded out the poorer ones in our program, so it's hopefully a more elite set of materials. But statistically, we're in the hunt, especially with the advent of the hybrids in the Clearfield lineup. Here's what we're looking for: are hybrids that are in the lower quadrant, high yield with low CV for yield. Analytical assay: we look at the oleic levels. This group is Clearfield, Roundup, and Liberty. Our oleic levels are in the mid-70s versus mid-60s for traditional canola. Linolenic levels are 0.7 to 2.1. Oil is expressed at 0% moisture. We're competitive there with the industry. Strong showing there. Protein, chlorophyll to predict green seed, and glucosinolates, all by NIR prediction. The profile that we're looking for in our lineup is an oil with at least 73% oleic, less than 3% linolenic, saturates below 70. And the name we have trademarked here is Omega-9. We have Omega-9 canola oil and Omega-9 sunflower oil. The seed is sold to growers with a contract. So that is what pulls the crop through. Example, last year, Bunge and ADM were contracting the crop, and they forward sell, so that basically determines the acres that we'll have. The contract is sold such that we're focusing on return per acre for grower to be competitive with his better choices out there in the canola market, that he can lock in a price on the Nextera that would be competitive. The crushing is done with 80% of the canola processors in North America. Here are companies that are using the Nextera product, so pick your favorite label. There's quite a few companies that are using it. Some of the things that are coming down the line, DHA, it's an omega-3 fatty acid, which has been shown to provide cognitive brain function enhancements. And working, even though the crop is good on saturated fats, we're still working to move in that direction. So with that, I think we can wrap it up. Thank you.